I came up with a concept in a library meeting. We were talking about the 150th, which is such a big thing. And we were trying to come up with ideas on what to do. So I just kind of, I've been quilting for the last 5 years. And I just, it just inspired me. So I started it. It took about 6 months for design, cutting out, and actually quilting it.
You mentioned coming up with the design. What kind of thought process went into that?
I wanted to go with the branding. And so I wanted to use the RAM. I tried the SU brand. I tried to figure out how I was going to get McMurrin in one, and it just did not work right. So the RAM actually worked out the best. I took actually one of our pictures, blew it up, and printed it out as a poster, and then cut it out from there. And then had to applique it onto a gold piece behind it. And just went from there. But it was just so inspirational. It just kind of went together quick. I was pretty happy with it. So that's kind of inspired me for the signature quilt, because I thought, let's write this down. Let's get it documented another way. Not just a quilt on the wall, but let's go ahead and work with a signature quilt too. And signature quilts are great memory quilts for any kind of major celebration. That's why I thought, all right, let's work on it. So I had a lot of material left over, the blue and gold, and I also had a yellow. So I thought, well, I've got a lot of white. I'll make these and we'll just sign them up, and whenever they're all signed, I'll go ahead and put it together, and we'll have that here too, also for the archive.
Explain what a signature quilt is and what the process is.
A signature quilt has been around way before the 1800s, and it's in some cases quilters would send out blocks to, say, celebrities or presidents or whoever they felt they wanted to have on their quilt. And the person would sign it, send it back, and then they would put, the quilter would put together the signature quilt. So it's basically a good way to have a little bit of memory of whoever is important, whatever is going on the 150th of Shepherd, and you'll have it forever. Faculty, students, staff, community members, alumni, come into the lobby of the library, grab a square, which is a 4.5-inch square, and try to leave a quarter inch around it so that it doesn't get sewn in, your words don't get sewn in. There's pens in the front. Just sign it, put it in the big basket up there, and once all the squares are done, which there's 270, once all the squares are done, I will take them, sew them together, and create a quilt from that.